B-Pod Studios.
What do you got, Andrew?
So Buster Olney was on the Baseball Tonight podcast. I guess that was recorded yesterday and it's now out there today. He was talking about the Bryce Harper stuff and he said it would not shock me if when it's first leaked that the number starts with 4.
Oh my goodness.
As in 400 million for Bryce Harper.
Wow.
Now, if you remember, what, 6 months ago when we first started talking about this during last season, they said it could have been a 10-year $400 million contract for $40 million a year.
Oh, my goodness.
That's when it first came
just
out.
Just getting $10 million.
And all of a sudden, the $300, it drops $100 million. Now, all of a sudden, there's rumors from Buster Olney that it's back up to four.
Holy. That is stupid money.
That is wild.
I mean, you're talking close to a $500 million.
Wow.
For 10 years. Whoa.
Oh, the Nationals offered you $300. We're offering you $400 million.
Boy, if it takes an extra $100 million over 10 years to get him to play in Philadelphia, and he doesn't take it, I'm moving. That's insane. It could start with he said this yesterday? Whoa, man.
Turned down $300
million. Send my kid to the batting cage today. Sheesh. Karate Mark joins us on The Fanatic. What's up, KM?
Jason, you wanted a traffic and weather report. I would suggest you guys put your cell phones in your hands, call the station, and broadcast the rest of the show from the safety of your own home. It's getting bad out there. Just took me 45 minutes to get from Fishtown to Northeast. It's a mess.
Sheesh. So it's slipping and sliding there?
Yeah. And it's worse now than it was a half hour ago when I was on the road.
Well, is there a lot of cars out, though?
Yeah, everybody's leaving work and on their way home, and you know, just slow down. You're gonna make it. The bars ain't closing. The beer distributors ain't closing.
And you'll still make happy hour.
Absolutely.
Day drinking in a snowstorm is one of the best things ever.
Oh, the greatest!
When I lived in Old City, we'd walk right down Market Street, right in the middle of the street.
It's the greatest.
Bombed up.
It is
overserved. What do you got on Harper, Cam?
I'm going to tell you why Harper's going to sign here. There's two things over the last, you know, forever that this has been going on. Two things that really stuck out. The stupid money and what's he waiting for? The stupid money thing, as a business person, somebody who owns a baseball team, you have to, number one, make money first before you appeal to your fans. But appealing to the fans is a very, very strong number two. So the owner of a business is not going to say something like that and just put himself out there and make himself look like a horrible business person and piss off all of his fan base. So between both of those statements, what is he waiting for? Well, we got what we were waiting for yesterday. We now see that Machado is worth $300. That stupid money is going to come into play in the next 24 hours, and Harper will be a Philly.
I hope so, KM. I hope it.
What are you guys watching on TV today? I'm gonna get lost probably in an NBA TV hardwood classics. That's kind of usually my go-to on a bad day.
Wow, that's a good point.
Wow, classic is a great.
Yeah,
that's good that you brought that up, KM.
See, so you can go back and watch old games, KM.
I like that too. I still love ESPN
Classic.
Basketball
is the only sport.
That's the only
football. I love the old football games.
Nah, I can't do an old football game. Basketball, I've probably watched like the Dream Team games a dozen times each.
Well, yeah, that's on a different level. Yeah, because you forget. Thanks,
2001.
Those are the ones you go back. You don't remember, like, top of mind how great the Dream Team games were with that squad. I mean, it was incredible watching.
See,
that.
I love the classic games.
Yeah,
I do. I could watch any sport. Old hockey.
I can watch old tennis matches, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I can go back and watch like Agassi Sampras.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Borg McEnroe.
Yeah. And Johnny Mac flip it out. I can watch those too.
Jimmy Connors.
Yeah. Is there any game that sticks out you go, I'd love to rewatch that one today?
Well, that's a great point. I hadn't thought about that.
You don't go movie, you don't go Sopranos binge or new show or Narcos Mexico. If you're going to bunker down and rewatch a game, game one of the NBA Finals against the Lakers, 0-1.
I've seen that so many times, though. It's been on Sportsnet a lot, or NBC Philly. So I've seen that a lot. I've seen that. I would go back. I could watch anyone from the Doc era.
The no-hitter.
I could watch a Jordan.
about the Halladay perfect game?
Yes. That'd be good.
Yeah.
The perfect game, though, that was against the Marlins.
Yeah.
Nah, it's got to be a bigger stage.
Like playoff?
Yeah.
Playoff no-hitter.
I went complete baseball nerd in high school once. My dad has a DVD of all five games against the Houston Astros in 1980.
Oh my God.
The World Series. So the entire weekend, I watched all five of the Houston games and then against Kansas City.
Dude, are they amazing? I remember being a kid. Were they amazing games?
Oh, yeah. And for me, it's even cooler because of the grainy footage.
You're right. You
know, I kind of like that stuff. Like,
oh,
I got
the bad, like, graphics?
Yeah, I got a record player at home. And I love that scratch that you hear. Because it takes me back a little bit.
Yeah. Let me give you one.
I'll give you one. Well, go ahead.
Game 6, Edmonton. JJ Daigneau.
Yeah. I was there working at the Spectrum.
You watch that game and you're like, oh, my God, look how slow the game
was. Junior in high school. Yeah.
Yeah.
From the point.
Yep. He stepped in. Clapper.
They used to have a thing called the first goal pool. So these guys, like one of the security guys used to run it. And you would have the jersey number. It's like a dollar. And you would have the jersey number, and whoever scored the first goal got the envelope.
And however many people got into it.
Yes.
So if you double deuce, talk.
Right, like, you know, like, you're always like, oh my God, like, and you pick and whatever's left, you get the thing. And I'm trying to remember because I worked that game. And
they came back in that game,
yes,
if you recall.
Yeah.
Forced game 7.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was a great run. I'll tell you what I love watching, old college football games.
With Keith Jackson.
Or Musburger.
Yeah. Iron Bowls.
I love watching those things. Yeah, I can tell. Well, national champion. I watched that Miami Ohio State game.
Yeah.
From like 02, the Claret game, Maurice Claret game.
Wow.
I watched that not too long ago. It like stumbled on it.
Oh, I remember the Vince Young national championship game.
Wow, he was on
Texas. Yeah. The run to the end zone, to the pylon. They did a perfect camera shot of it.
I don't know. For some reason, I love watching old college football.
Yeah. I do. It's the pageantry of it.
But you see, you know, at NFL. You know, it's 30 years since Bo Jackson.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
30 years since Bo Jackson took the country by storm.
Mm.
Bo knows.
Bo knows football. Bo knows baseball.
Dude, that Monday night, you remember the Monday night? Wait, I remember watching it live.
The Raiders, when he ran up the tunnel? The Coliseum? It was incredible.
Who is the juice guy that he trampled over his chest?
Bosworth.
Bosworth,
yeah. Brian Bosworth.
The Bos.
Seattle. Absolutely. 610-632-0975.
He was amazing. And he hit a ball. You know, he played for the Royals. He could hit a baseball like those majestic bombs.
His swing was so pure.
Remember
he snapped the bat over his knee?
Yeah.
I don't think it was a toothpick.
He was so strong. He had the great traps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was... He's just a stud.
I still remember, I wasn't around, but the video of him making the catch in the outfield and then running up the outfield wall.
Yeah.
It was like 4 or 5 steps. I'm like,
he was a show.
No human can do that.
No.
How many
shrugs I've tried to do in my life to try to get those? Never worked.
I think shrugs are like, it's a BS workout thing.
I always wanted the traps.
Yeah. Some people are more susceptible to getting the traps.
I know.
I'm big into documentaries right now. Like, I'm trying to watch all these documentaries.
Did you watch the Teddy documentary?
What, Ted?
Teddy
not yet. I got to find a night to watch that game last
night. It's a great story, man.
I watched this one, Abducted in Plain Sight. This documentary about this little girl was abducted twice by the same guy. It's crazy.
I don't like those children.
They hit you in the belly.
I can't.
I'm all into the documentary. I need some good suggestions for documentary. I watch like The Keepers, Evil Genius, Making a Murderer, all that stuff. I like the crime ones. I like them all. I like the sports ones are great.
You watch the one, the Precinct 75?
Oh, yeah. Precinct 75. Yeah. That's as corrupt as they come. That's a great one. I'm all into the documentary right now. I watched the Bundy tapes, which I liked. So
you gotta watch Teddy. If you're a Philadelphian, you gotta know your history.
I got an obligation to watch it, no question. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It is Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, and we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And, well, you know, everybody that watches sports, we think we have knowledge, and that knowledge can turn into cash. We always think we know who's going to win a basketball game or NHL game, baseball, football, whatever it is. Well, if you don't win, FanDuel Sportsbook's got you covered anyway, because you can sign up and place a risk-free bet up to $500 on any game. And if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. They have tons of other awesome promos, which happen all the time. I take advantage of these. How about odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more? There are tons of sports to choose from, and FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. Perhaps you like the Sixers against the Heat tomorrow night. I can't wait to see them back in action. And who are you taking? Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any sport or game when you use my code Jason. So download the app, bet from anywhere in New Jersey, or you can also go to FanDuel.com/NJ and use my code Jason and make your first bet. And if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook to give you a refund of inside credit up to $500. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for the terms and conditions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Earlier today with Gargano and Mertidis.
I just was texting with Bob Nightingale. I asked him, I go, are the Phillies in danger of not landing Harper? There's no one else willing to give the same money. No one. Now, his read is that Harper is not crazy about playing here because of expectations.
If he signs here, and for that kind of money, it comes at a price. It comes at a price of expectation. You better deliver wow. that kind of money.
This whole thing is completely overblown about expectations.
All right, we'll debate that because I don't agree with
that. That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Try their all-new Dietz Nuts Protein Pack Savory Sausage Snack. Learn more at DietzandWatson.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertidis.
Hello?
All right, hope everybody is safe.
I would say no.
I hope they're safe at home. The reports are bad on the road, so just be careful, please.
Yeah, take your time.
Tyrone got here. He said it was bad. Nat said it was really bad. So
Ty coming from Jersey?
Yeah. He said it took him a while to get in.
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's going to be a long ride.
Speaking of oh, my, can I ask you guys to help me out with something?
Sure.
The Gabe.
The Gabe. He gets that treatment?
The Gabe sometimes is not a human being.
No, he's a subhuman creature.
I don't understand this quote. Now, do you have it, Andrew? This is the Gabe talking about when the team learned of the Machado signing.
Word got out while we were like knee deep in infield drills and guys are dripping with sweat and throwing balls, you know, as hard as they could throw it. So they were kind of focused on the work that they were doing today. I'm kind of proud of that. I thought that was the right way to approach news breaking while we were on the field. Fully understand how important it is to the industry that happened today. Also understand that there was a lot of really good work going on the field, and that's the focus of this camp. It's not going to wane.
Do you understand it? guys were dripping sweat.
Yeah, guys are taking ground balls, working really hard and dripping sweat. Like, why add that part in?
Throw the ball as hard as they can. What does that mean?
Yeah.
First of all, you're taking infield. You're throwing the ball as hard as you can. And second of all, the news breaks. What do you expect guys to stop? I mean, you're in the middle of a workout.
It's really good for the industry.
I don't understand.
Dripping with sweat.
Ooh.
I just don't understand. Like, he's so weird. Like, what are you talking about, dude? All you got to do is say, yeah, you know, we heard about it.
Yeah.
You know, we're about getting ready for the season. So, you know.
Yeah, my guys are here. We're going to present beautifully for this season, whether Harper's here or not. But he would look great, sweaty, in a nice Phillies uniform.
He's just so weird.
Yeah.
Throw the ball as hard as they can. What does that mean?
What did you see?
You're taking infield.
Do you see Rhys Hoskins taking ground balls off his face with some mask on?
Yeah.
What the hell is that? Can you explain to me what that was?
Well,
no, I can't. I played baseball my entire life. I still play in a Sunday league, which obviously we don't practice.
Oh, dude, I'm with you.
I played first base forever. A lot.
You never did that.
Though. Never. What are you trying to tell me? Keep your eye on the ball?
You look it into your chin?
What the hell are you doing, Gabe?
It was always, you would always practice digging a ball out of dirt. Errant throws, catching a ball off a hop. That was always what you did. I don't know, but hey, look, I whatever works, works. I don't really care what they do. I just don't understand the whole concept of what he said. he's so weird.
Guys are dripping with sweat.
You talk about it in your commercial for family. When he met Greg and Paul, he's talking about their tan, you know? it's a bizarre way of looking at things.
I just don't understand, you know, and throwing a ball as hard as you can. Like, all right, dude, it didn't feel like... What are you trying to say? Like, if your point is that you're working hard for the season, that's what you should say. But all this rigmarole about, you know, guys working hard. Really?
It reverberated through the clubhouse after practice as well, Anthony. People couldn't believe it. $300 million.
He's such a bizarre dude, isn't he?
Yeah, and Bryce Harper, they went out there to meet Bryce Harper. Do you think that's part of his consideration? Now, Bob Nightingale said expectations have him a little wary of joining the Phillies. But you got to look at it, you go, all right, you meet Gabe, and he's like, he's not normal. Like, Bryce, would you like some mint chocolate chip? And then can I have a cup so I can spit it out? You know, that's the kind of thing. Like, you go, like, what's going on with this dude?
I know.
And where's Bryce Harper on, you know, advanced analytics and how they're applied in baseball? Is that part of it?
I don't think so.
No? Well, there's analytics all over, but there's some baseball teams that are more analytical approached and live by it than others, and Gabe's one that lives by it.
I don't know. I mean, is that going to dissuade Bryce Harper from signing here? I don't think so.
Well, you don't think the manager has any effect on a guy?
No.
I do.
And throwing balls as hard as they can throw it.
Yeah, I mean, if I have to work out that way, I have to push it hard.
Stop, man. It's making me creepy. It's so creepy.
Yeah. Anthony, I'm not trying to make you creeped out, but you're presenting beautifully in that Eagles sweatsuit. Is that the past young tuxedo, Anthony? Is that fitted? Oh, my God. It's so weird, though, right? That hoodie is great on you. Like, that's the kind of things he'd say.
Yeah.
Weird about it, right?
He just sounds like when you're talking about what happened. Where is that relevant?
And just say the guys heard about it, and, you know, we got work to do. We're worried about ourselves right now, and that's it, you know?
Guys are dripping with sweat.
Yeah. It was glistening in the Clearwater sun.
So weird.
Ugh.
He's bizarre,
I can't stop doing them, and my wife's like, what are you doing?
You're doing well.
Well, like, my daughters will come down and be like, Daddy, do you like my outfit? And I'm like, oh, it's presenting beautifully. My wife's like, what the hell is that? Stop.
Yeah, I can see you doing it, yeah.
My daughter's like, do that voice, Daddy. I go, I can't do it on command. Let's go to Adam in Lakewood.
I think he just physically is presenting beautifully right now.
Oh, I agree, Gabe.
Oh, my.
All right, Adam, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Adam.
What are you getting lifted out of a well or something there, Adam? What's going on?
No, I had you on speaker while I was on pause and got caught up. Sorry.
All right, no worries.
I kind of just want to talk about this Bryce Harper thing. You know, I understand it's a long thing, but just looking back on time a little bit, and thank God we can. If Carson Wentz goes down, Nick Foles comes in, changes our world forever. We trusted the process. Everybody wanted LeBron last year. Didn't come. Everything looks pretty darn good right now for the Sixers. Do we need him? Will we be okay? I think we'll be okay, especially if he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah, but don't you want to get, like, really pumped up in June and July and August and have a red October?
Yeah.
Well, then you want him.
I would love to have him. I'd love to have him. And
well, you're kind of going, you know, do we need him? Yeah, you need him.
Well, I'd love to have him, but everything else worked out.
What else worked out?
he got a Super Bowl.
Okay, all right.
And
you go get a good meal. You don't want to eat a good meal again? I had ramen noodles tonight. I had a steak 2 years ago.
Right, like it's different, Adam, right? Like it's a different sports, different team. Like we haven't had a baseball season. Now last year kind of came out of nowhere, and I don't know how real it was. But now you would have something that would be real. I think you desperately need them.
All right, can we talk about last year's baseball team for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not saying that we were great, but we started really playing well. Everybody was snapping their fingers. You know, you could tell that there was a gel to the club. Then we started making all these trades. Then we had one of the worst fallouts at the last month. Let's hope we don't see that again.
Well, yeah. That's why you want Harper.
Yeah, but I don't think it was because of those moves. I thought, you know, and again, like you're right, they coincided with a little bit of a downturn, but they weren't keeping that up.
Baseball season has a way of evening that out.
They weren't keeping it up. They're not good. They weren't good enough.
In more areas than just pitching, too. They was pitching. They just couldn't sustain. That's why nobody bought in.
You had enough offense.
Yeah.
To their credit, they fought, but they weren't good enough to win.
Yeah.
Like, you could see that a slide was going to come. They tried to get in front of it and say, hey, let's get some offensive guys in there, and it never worked.
Yeah. Everyone today tweets in, he goes, after the Harper-Kapler meeting out in Vegas, we learned that Bryce Harper loves food. He goes, who the F doesn't love food? That was one of the things.
You know what?
He's a real foodie, he and his wife.
You know? Yeah, that's a great point.
You know what I mean? That's who's like a weird thing. Everyone today.
Nice job. Who doesn't like that? Who doesn't like it? Who doesn't like food?
But like when you come out of that meeting and you go, so how was it, Gabe? Well, it was great. We talked about baseball, philosophy, you know, just about how you carry yourself, you work out, because I'm big into nutrition, as you know. But I come to find out that Bryce really likes food.
That audio was the same day that he talked about the opener instead of a starter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hate that.
I'm not opposed to it.
That was a great day.
Yeah. I hate the way this game is.
Yeah, it's going to go in that direction more and more.
Thank God basketball's back tomorrow.
Yeah, but
I don't have to think about it. Look, I hate sports, the opener. I do. I hate it.
I like progressive ideas in sports. Yeah. You know what I mean? But some go too far, and maybe the opener... For a lot of people.
I don't know why. Like, why doesn't it work having a starting pitcher? to me, sometimes it's a change for having a. It's a change for the sake of changing.
Just to be different.
Yeah, and overthinking. I don't know. Like, what does the opener do for you? Like, it's. Tell me.
Well, the purpose of it is to get a guy in there that can throw one inning that they're not going to be able to hit and get a good start to the game. But then you can't use them on the back end when it may be more.
I've seen it work. It's baseball, so it's worked every different way. I've watched the Rays do it. And for every time the Rays did it and they got out of the first inning without giving up a run, they gave up 3 runs. So, you know.
You're just delaying the inevitable.
You don't have a good enough rotation. Whether you have a reliever start the game, come in the fifth, come in the seventh, it's still 9 innings that you got to deal with.
Right. Let me ask you this question. I asked this with Mike when I was filling in on Monday, and I want to hear your thoughts on it. Let's say the Phillies make it to the playoffs, NLDS, 2 days before the first game, Gabe Kapler announces that David Robertson is going to be the opener. He didn't really do it all throughout the season, but game one of the NLDS, we hear that it's going to be a reliever opening the game. What is
Wipe
the reaction?
Your teeth are with it.
What is the reaction in Philadelphia?
People freak out. What?
Unless it works.
But that's probably when it happens, right? Come playoff time, because that's what we saw last year with the Dodgers and the Brewers.
Mm. Yeah, I'd
be losing my mind.
Is it that hard to just go get? I mean,
What would Nolan Ryan
just go
think
build
about
the rotation?
What would Nolan
I'm
Ryan
not
think
saying you got to throw. You know, you got to go to a 4-man rotation and throw 350 innings. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, you don't need to reinvent the game.
Patrick in Delaware joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Patrick?
What's up, guys? I can't stop laughing at that Gabe comment. That was
Patrick. What's
weird? It's just weird.
What's he saying? Like, I don't understand it. Do you?
No, I don't. It's strange.
That's a bizarre dude.
Yeah, his delivery of it, too, is so, like...
You guys are dripping with sweat.
Yeah, it's like, what are you talking about, man?
I know! Exactly!
We have 82% humidity down here today. It's a great day to work
out. Such a weirdo.
You know, you have to sweat out all your toxic chemicals. You know,
I gotta be honest, like, it's hysterical to me. I kind of find it funny. So,
it is! No, you're right!
Yeah. Yeah. But I called to talk about our hatred, or at least I don't know how to phrase it, or at least not hatred, but our over-scrutinization, if that's a word, of star athletes. And I agree with both of you, kind of to a degree, but I feel like the scrutiny has shifted more towards coaches and GMs and less on individual players. And I don't think players feel scrutinized by fans. I think it's more from the media. And I don't say that in a bad way at all. The media is doing their job. Especially the Eagles beat writers. I mean, those guys are relentless at what they do, and they're good at what they do. But I think a lot of times these guys, especially in a 162-game season, kind of just want to play baseball. But when you sign a $300 or $350 million contract, you don't get to just play baseball. That comes with it. So, you know, I think it's a lot of it goes around as far as, you know, the blame is, you know, who's really to blame for the scrutinization of athletes. But I think it's more these guys just, you know, like was mentioned earlier, Bryce just doesn't want to deal with maybe the day-to-day, over-the-top, this bat, that at bat. You know, maybe he just wants to go out and play baseball, but that's just, you know, I think it's part of the deal. You're going to be scrutinized and you're paid that kind of money.
So, yeah.
Come
out
the turf.
I think you're right. You're right on, brother.
Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it. Yeah. Look, anytime you're making that kind of money, it's public knowledge. You get the crosshairs.
Yeah.
You're expected to deliver because you're being paid to deliver.
Well, you know.
Paid handsomely.
Yeah, when you're making the most of anybody, yeah. Go ahead. Time.
Biggest free agent contract in the history of American pro sports.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you guys brought this up. And I'm starting to think about it. If they get Bryce, they have this team. And we're going to be like paying uber attention to this team. We're locked into this team. And that means we're going to be locked into Gabe.
Well, we're going to be living this all year.
Oh, God.
The post-game press conferences and all the
I'm going to have to be aggressively disinterested in the post-game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're out?
I'm going to have to tune out.
You go to the West Coast game, check out Trout.
Yeah, click.
Click on a Dodger game or an Angels game.
There's no need to stay for the presser.
Maybe late night baseball. It'd be, you know, Machado's all, out on the West Coast.
Is there anything more meaningless than the post game press conference?
Well, I love the Doug P ones.
Well, that's different. It's football.
Okay, for baseball, you're saying
162 games. Do you really care about the post game press? What are you going
to
say?
Well, they used to be great, like with Lasorda and Earl Weaver and.
Yeah, there were times, listen, as someone who used to cover those things, before there were cameras in there, you go to the manager's office and he'd sit there and they'd lose, right? And so you have a grown man in a baseball uniform. Right? Some 60-year-old dude.
Not fit.
Right? Staring at you. Right? Your foot up. And chances are he's farting and he's going.
Drinking a beer.
Maybe not a beer yet. It's happening, and he's looking at you, and nobody wants to ask the question that needs to be asked because you don't feel like getting lit up, but you ask it, and then he starts, well, did you watch the game?
Did I throw on purpose at Bavacqua?
Did you say it?
Why would I throw a Bavacqua? He couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
Like, that was interesting stuff when you went inside the office. Then they put it in a room. And they put it on a TV, and the guy's at a podium. It's boring. You want to go back to the guy that's got his foot up, shower shoes on the desk, farting? That's interesting. Like, I would watch that. Like, I used to watch, like, Dallas. God rest his soul. I covered Dallas, right? I love Dallas. And Dallas would be, and the Mets were terrible. Oh, they're awful. And then. You know, like they get wrecked in a doubleheader in Colorado, give up like 20 runs in two games, bullpen mashed. And like you sit there and what are you going to ask me? You see the game?
We suck.
You see Bobby Jones just get crushed? You know, it was hysterical.
Like Boa would have been more modern. Boa would have been great in that spot too.
Oh, in the office. Like, those guys were great in the office.
It's funny because
when you take them to the news, you take them to the press room.
Yeah, they're guarded.
And yeah, I mean you're not going to do that.
The funny thing is,
they cursed up a storm.
Yeah,
bleep this, bleep that. Print it.
Yeah, print it.
Yeah, they always do that.
Print it, I'll deny it.
And the best is like they're all, you know, and again, these are like 60-year-old men.
Crotchety.
Yeah.
The funny thing is...
Go ask them. Go ask those guys.
You see those guys when they're managers and they're just like, they're pissed all the time, you know? But when they're out of the game as a manager, but they're still involved, like Dallas Green, anytime you went down to Clearwater or Larry Boa, they're like... They're just so laid back. It's like... Yeah. You know, they're just chilling. It's like, man, baseball's the life. And
oh, those guys, yeah, it's been a whole life. I mean, it's great for them.
That's why I love going down to spring training. Because it was just like, it was so laid back.
Well, spring training is great. It's
supposed to be, yeah.
By the way, if you're going down, now Natalie's going down.
Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Natalie, you're going to have a blast. There's nothing better. Like, put it on your bucket list. St. Patrick's Day, Clearwater.
I'm going down with the show, and then I'm staying.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time.
I'm taking vacation, and I'm staying.
First of all, Clearwater is a great place. It's beautiful.
Last year was my first time down there, and I said to myself, I'm staying next year.
Yeah.
It's a great... First of all, that beach is a great beach. So if you get great weather, the beach is awesome. Yep. It's a beautiful beach. There's all Philadelphia people, all those beach bars. The beach bar is the greatest.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Like a tiki bar, too, at the ballpark.
Yeah. But, like, if you do it, now you're doing it, and you're going to have a great time, and you're going to perfect, because you're going to stay through St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great weekend to be there.
I know. So it's
the best.
Yeah.
Celebrate my less Irishness now from Monday.
That's right. But you're going to have a great time. You're going to go nuts. It's going to be a great time. But if people are thinking about doing it in the future... It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's so cool to be
down
there.
It's a great bucket list item.
Yeah, the ballpark's great. Everything about it's cool. Sitting in the outfield on the hill.
It is. It's a beautiful. But trust me, the beach. Like, you want to go because you catch a couple of innings of baseball, but it's not about baseball, right?
Get out of the weather here.
You want to go down there, and it's all people from Philadelphia.
Feel the sun.
And it's a great time. And you can go catch a ball game. You know, relax. You have a couple pops.
Make sure you drive by Ryan Howard's house, too.
I will.
It's got a moat.
I've heard it's had a moat. And then the gold, remember the gold doorknobs were such a thing?
Yeah. Oh, sold it?
I think he just sold it. Yeah.
It's a hotel.
I'm a big fan of the moat.
I'll drive by and beep, though.
Would you like a moat?
I'd love to have a moat. Yeah.
I can see you with a moat, Jay.
I'm a moat man. Not Ryan moats.
Now, what's in the water? Sharks in the water?
Kidding me, you gotta have a couple of sharks in there. A tiger. Yeah, I gotta have a tiger shark, a lemon.
Piranhas?
You got a lemon shark.
Where are you gonna go? If you're gonna have a moat, you gotta have something where you can't swim across it.
Well, we gotta take a break. 610-632-0975. We're back after this on the Midday Show.
Let's talk about the union, because the union gearing up for the start of the 2019 MLS campaign. We're only 2 weeks away from the home opener at Town Managers Energy Stadium. It is Saturday, March 2nd, a 1 o'clock kickoff. The Boys in Blue look to start off strong in their 10th anniversary season against Toronto FC. Union coming off their best season ever after an MLS Cup playoff run in the fall, setting records for both wins and points of the season. New sporting director Ernst Tanner. Well, he's been on the new signing trail. That's right. Union added International World Cup superstar Marco Fabian. Brazilian striker Sergio Santos to the roster. Sure, he'll be netting a bunch of goals for the club this year. That's right. Union also welcome back the return of the youngest backline in the league with the young stars from Philly, Austin Trusty and Mark McKenzie. They're in full form returning from the national team camp. Alejandro Bedoya and Jamaican goal sensation Andre Blake also back for the year. So we're all expecting big things. Can't wait to get back down to Talon Energy Stadium. It's a great time, man. The River End is going to be rocking. You got to catch a game down there. Saturday, March 2nd, 1 p.m. We'll be down there cheering on the Union. Get your tickets for the opener while they're still available online at PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You guys are dripping with sweat.
Tyrone, isn't that weird? Like, why would you answer that question like that?
Throwing the balls hard. Dripping with sweat.
Throwing the balls hard as they can. What are you talking about, dude? Take an infield. When is that a good thing? So, what are we talking about?
By the way, I decided to Google anything that involved baseball, mask, and first base ground ball practice. Doesn't pop up anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
And somebody said, maybe Gabe found that somewhere. I was like, no, Gabe's doing it to be different. Like, he's doing that on purpose.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Was it Gabe or was it just Reese doing something goofy?
It's probably Gabe.
I don't know why you want to take a ball off the head, because even though you have a mask on, you can still jar your brain by being hit in the head. And the mask was weird. Like, believe me, I've been concussed from getting hit in the head with a mask on.
Yeah. Well, of course you can.
I mean, it jars you. If it hits you square, it doesn't hit you on an angle.
But they're lobbing it, though, too.
Okay. So not. I thought they were going to throw it really hard.
No.
Can we bring Mitchie Poo in to see if he still has an arm? Reese would like to take one off the face from Wild Thing.
Oh, stop.
you're creeping me out.
Yeah, I'm going to make you uncomfortable
all baseball season.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
As long as the Phillies are relevant, my job is to make you boys uncomfortable.
Yeah, we're not
settle in.
We're not going to play the post-game interviews. You're going to read the transcripts.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'll work on it the night before at home while I'm laying next to the old lady in the bed. She'll be asleep. I'm there watching it and reciting it word for word. Oh boy, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens.
Can't the Sixers come back?
Well, I'm not ready for that because I want the tick 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 to see what happens here with Harper. Like, why? There's nothing really like brewing right now. I keep checking Twitter to see who's reporting what. And,
you know, same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's just a regurgitation of everything else that we've heard for months. So I'm gonna put it in right now. Phillies fans are ready for Bryce Harper after Manny Machado picks the Padres. Okay, thank you. By the way, did you see that Brian Dawkins tweeted Harper? He said
because somebody tried to start a pot.
No, this was before that.
Oh, really?
This is where the response came from. He said, no pressure. What say you? Though it may be true that there could be some good fits out there, but great fits? I can think of only one. Just saying, at Phillies.
Oh, that's cool that Dawk did that.
Yeah, and Dawk also, some guy hit Dawk with a tweet, kind of what we were talking about earlier. The guy said to Dawk, Bryce, because he was tagged on it, said, Philly threw away B-Dawk in the end because they didn't need him anymore. Don't let them do it to you. Stay away.
And that's where Dawk came to our rescue.
Dawk goes, LOL. Nice try. The fans never wavered. Many even bought another team's jersey in support.
That's right.
They are diehards, but some cats who earn it, they die never.
That's right.
That's B-Dawk. I'd like to see the B-Dawk documentary.
I don't know that there's enough.
He was, through his bouts of depression, got Clemson, the way he was in the locker rooms. I love to see, like, great players and their preparation for
games.
You
know what that is? That would be a Football Life.
That's a good one. A 60-minute.
You know, you do Football Life, don't be Doc. That's where you could do that.
I'm down with that. I'm good with
that.
But
I don't know that, you know, I mean, you got to be a different, you got to be so... There's got to be a story behind a documentary.
Okay.
Like a really big story.
All right. What do you got, Andrew?
This is from our buddy Bob Nightingale, the Chicago White Sox, who are out of the Bryce Harper sweepstakes, still plan to make some smaller improvements to team after Manny Machado chose the Padres. So the key word is they're out of the Bryce Harper sweepstakes. It's good.
Well, I kind of knew that.
So what the hell are we waiting for here? Like, what is going on? Why is there no news? Where is Boris watching The Godfather today somewhere in the snow? You know?
You know, again, listen, you know, you wonder, the longer this goes, how long until it's working against us?
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, this tweet that came out from Andy Martino, he said it's unclear how big a contract the Giants will have offered to Bryce Harper, but hearing a continued sense today that they have a shot at him and Phillies have a tough road to get it done. He says, again, as reported yesterday, Phillies could step up to $326 million and increase their chances for Harper, but it's not clear yet if they'll go that high. That's where we're sitting right now, Ant. We're sitting in a kind of trying to figure out what the hell's going on out there. Because once Machado fell, you figured everything kind of falls into place. And this is what everybody was waiting for, and the contingencies were in place. Oh, by the way, they did do a Football Life on B-Doc. I got to dig that up. I got to check that out.
Wow, I don't remember seeing it,
yeah.
I mean, NFL Network's done a lot of guys. So I guess, listen, he goes in the Hall of Fame, so stands the reason they would do that. Oh, I didn't see it, so.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. By the way, bringing the Heat's coming up. Let's get to Carl and Bucks on the Fanatic. What's up, Carl?
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I'm glad that Gabe Kapler spoke to Bryce about food instead of coconut oil. I mean, that could have been a horrible conversation.
Yeah, but what was he talking about? Like, you're a fan of tofu?
I think Anthony will explain it to you. But I like this kid. I liked him the first time he came up to bat. And Hamels hit him in the hip with that pitch, yeah. And the kid stole home, one base at a time. You got to love that kid.
I think
he would be a hell of an asset for the Phillies.
Yeah, brother.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.